It is true that the Biden administration announced that it's reviewing all of the Israel normalization agreements, and already it's suspended arms sales to the UAE along with Saudi Arabia. It's considering whether the Sudan government even had the legal authority to normalize as a transitional government. And it's looking at the Morocco agreement as well. But in the statement at the State Department, it was clear that they were congratulating Morocco and Israel for its normalization and don't want to rock the boat. The Morocco deal is problematic. And so what I suspect the Biden administration will do is it will slow walk any of the Trump commitments, such as the creation of a consulate in the Western Sahara in Dakhla or Laayoune. And the fact that 25 senators wrote a letter means that it would be hard for the U.S. government to give authorization for such programs. What I do expect at some point is a U.S. statement of principle on annexation of territory by force. And that issue has been raised by Senator Inhofe and Senator Murphy, who say, how can the U.S. oppose Russian actions in Crimea and eastern Ukraine, but support Morocco annexation? So I think that's where we're going to see some concessions of the Biden administration to the Senate on that principle.
The official stance of most countries, including the US, has been to hold a referendum in Western Sahara to determine the fate of the region. What are the options for the Biden administration in dealing with this situation while maintaining the strong US-Moroccan relations?
They were exactly the same as they were before the Trump deal, which is why even the Trump announcement made two references to the previous US position. So, under international law, the process at the UN is really the only process. Any outside recognition is not material to the legal concerns. And under the 1991 ceasefire accord, there's supposed to be a referendum. Now, the ceasefire ended in late October, and now we have a low intensity conflict. So the real business at the UN right now is not determining the final status of Western Sahara, but ending the conflict. We also have a UN monitoring mission that's supposed to monitor a ceasefire that's ended. And so we're going to have a process not entirely unlike what we have for Libya right now, leading to a ceasefire and then political negotiations. The US position since the 1970s and now has been contradictory because, on the one hand, the US is sympathetic to the Sahrawi quest for self-determination, but it also has this long relationship with Morocco going back 200 years and strengthened during the Cold War and after 9/11. So the political question is, can the US both have a good relationship with Morocco and respect Sahrawi rights? And I think it can. And ultimately, if we have a deal on the final status of Western Sahara, it would work well both for the Sahrawis and the Moroccans to have some sort of power sharing agreement. Neither side supports that right now, but it would make a lot of sense, as was in the Baker Plan in the early 1990s, for Morocco to cooperate with the Sahrawis on some aspects of their governance, like foreign affairs and military defense, and have the Sahrawis run the internals in a sovereign manner. You would want the two future countries, if it was two future countries, to be working close together, not entirely unlike the Moroccan autonomy plan. So I think some kind of future power sharing is the way in which we can get satisfaction for both of those goals.
Moroccan government has restructured their lobbying networks in Washington. What prompted Morocco to intensify its lobbying in Washington these days?
Well, the normalization deal between Israel and Morocco created the need for more intense lobbying. Maintaining this quid pro quo between the three states is an extremely high priority for Morocco. No country in the world officially recognizes the Moroccan claim except the United States. Just as the US is often the first or only country to recognize Israeli territorial claims. So this deal brought the two different theaters together, kind of cementing an association, which is problematic for Morocco. So Morocco needs to reorganize and intensify its lobbying efforts, in part to disconnect it from what Israel is blamed for, but also to try to work against and to mitigate the resistance in Congress to the Trump administration recognition of Moroccan annexation. So I've been telling the Moroccans for years now that I think their larger problem is not in Washington, it's in New York. And ultimately, any final status deal in Western Sahara will have to be negotiated in New York, not in Washington.